What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone, dear listeners. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about learning the joy of listening within and the adventure it brings to leap into your biggest dreams. We're going to talk about what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever. And when you open that door and say hello to your soul, each week we'll have some of the most gifted experts and guests that help you begin a journey to a life that's filled with abundance, adventure, and your happiness beyond imagining. They're going to give you tools and techniques and show you how to take that first step and release your fears and live that life you dream of. And today we have an absolutely amazing guest, Amethyst Wildfire. And I'm so excited that she has made the time to be here and talk with us about letting go of keeping up, the five sacred steps to stay sane and successful while serving your purpose for spirit. This is such a phenomenal topic. I can't wait to have Amethyst on. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live on each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. But before we continue, I want to let you know that to take that first step towards your biggest dream, make sure you get the 21-day free training I'm offering now for free. This was one of my core parts of the best-selling coaching program. It's free now. It's the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. That's at yoursoulguidance.com. Again, at yoursoulguidance.com. Now, let's talk about Amethyst Wildfire. Amethyst is an absolutely amazing woman and such an inspiration. And I would say she is absolutely one of the most gifted, listen here, multi-talented and authentic empowered persons I know of. Years ago, I met Amethyst at Kripalu at a Munai Ki training. And it's funny because she just stood out of the 80 people who were there. And I was just thinking today, who knew that we would be talking on this show a few years later.
More about you stood out too.
What?
You stood out too, Saskia.
So. Oh, I like that. Well, let me tell everyone more about you because this is absolutely worth listening to. Amethyst, she's the speaker shaman and divine destiny mastery mentor. She is a multidimensional visionary healer. She's a speaker, performer, author, teacher and artist. And I tell you, she is really all of that because in all these areas, she excels. And Amethyst is passionate about serving visionary leaders and conscious entrepreneurs who want to leap fearlessly into the highest level of service to the planet. And they want to profit handsomely from following their spiritual path. Amethyst programs are transformational and all her products and services are designed to serve the empowerment of the global messengers of change and enlightenment. And we know that her clients from across the globe report that they achieve absolute crystal clarity in envisioning that big picture. and also how to bring out all their hidden talents and gifts and make a profitable business of that as well. Amethyst is also an initiated shamaness in the Inca tradition, a crystalline essential crystal healer. She's naturally ordained as a crystal singing bowl sound therapist. She's a published author. And I just want to ask if you know, is there anything earthy here? Is Amethyst still taking showers, doing the laundry, cleaning up her car?
I love that you asked that, Saskia, because usually after somebody does my intro, what I say is, well, thanks for that. That was great. That was a lovely intro. And I want everybody to get really clear that I put my pants on the same way everybody else does. I'm a single mom. I have a 16-year-old boy. I have a cat, and the cat litter needs to be scooped, you know, on a regular basis. I have to do my laundry. At one point, I had put something on Twitter that cleaning toilets keeps you grounded. And somebody was like, oh, my God, they picked it up and retweeted it to their 25,000 people. I was like,
no
yep,
way.
It does. It keeps you cleaning the toilets keeps you grounded. So, yeah, thank you so much for that introduction, Saskia. And yes, indeed, I do put my pants on the same way everyone else does, one leg at a time. And yeah. So I want people to hear that you can accomplish great things. And I'm not going to diminish the accomplishments because I've done all those things and it was great and it was wonderful and it was an amazing ride, especially the last decade. But, I accomplished all those things by allowing my spirit to work through me, by allowing that energy to come through me and channel through me, and by opening the space for within myself for those things to come forth, by saying yes to spirit, by creating time and space to make jewelry, to create art, to make, crystal singing bowls, sound therapy CDs, and all of those things, while at the same time making dinner and, you know, making the beds and making money for myself and all of the things that have to happen in the physical world to support and sustain us. So, yes, Saskia, I am on the ground and reaching for the stars at the same time, which is what, you know, what we're taught in the tradition that you and I are both trained in, to be firmly rooted in the mother, in the soil of the earth, and yet be reaching for the stars, just like a mountain.
What I love is there's such a big allowing. I mean, you're an example of you allow all of it. I mean, I know you also paint and you do all of these things and it must have to do that you're open. You're completely trusting. Is that so? Like you trust what spirit brings through you?
Well, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that's really kind of what we were going to talk about today. One of the things that we were going to talk about today was, you know, how do you stay sane and successful? How do you stay sane and successful while serving your purpose for spirit? How do you do that?
Yeah.
And what I want to share with people today, trust is one of the five T's, but I have actually got five T's that we're going to go over today that are the tools that I use to stay sane and successful while serving my purpose for spirit. And the first T, let's just jump right in to letting go of keeping up, which is kind of the topic of our conversation today. The first T is terminate. And what I mean by terminate is I'm going to translate that into another sentence that you can maybe get better. What I mean by terminate is stop the world. Like really stop the world. So for many people who are on the hamster wheel, shall we say, for many people who are on the hamster wheel, who are have started something, right, and have been just doing. Sometimes when you get into that space, you lose sight of, you lose the vision for what it was that started you out in the beginning with all of this doing. And so we are invited periodically to terminate, to stop the world, and to create some time and space for ourselves. Create time and space for ourselves. So that's the first of the five T's to staying sane and successful. Stop the world. And it can be a challenge for people. And oftentimes people will require some guidance and support around being able to do that. And that's why it's so important to search for and to find in your life those allies, mentors, coaches, or other support system that will allow you to, that will help you in creating that sacred space for yourself. So I know, for example, Saskia is a coach. I'm a mentor as well. Anybody who's listening to this show has already taken this T-step. If you're listening to the show right now, you have terminated. You have stopped doing whatever it is that you've been doing, and you've become present, hopefully, that's the prayer, for the time that we're here to be spending together. And we live in a world where there are so many distractions. We live in a world where there are so many options and so many choices and so many different directions that we could go, that so often we find ourselves really overwhelmed by all of the choices that are in front of us, and we find ourselves often a million different directions. And when we allow that, when we go off in a million different directions, then we lose our power and we lose our momentum and we lose our energy and we lose our focus and our clarity on what it is that we are really here to do and how we are really here to show up in the world.
Amethyst, hold that thought, because we are almost going to a break, and when we come back from the break, we're really going to go into that even more, because everybody is probably glued to their seats.
All right.
So for everybody who's listening, if you want to live your dream out loud and break through any procrastination, make sure in the break time you check out my website, grab your 21-day free gift, the roadmap to your dreams, at yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-432. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and my special guest today is Amethyst Wildfire, who's talking with us about letting go of keeping up, the five sacred steps to stay sane and successful while serving your purpose for spirit. Before we continue, Amethyst, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. Could you give us your contact information, and maybe there's new events you want to promote?
I sure will. I'm hearing an echo. I'm hearing myself echoing. I don't know what that was. All right, better. Awesome, yeah. I would love to give that information. First of all, I want to give some gifts to your community, and I'm going to invite you to our site that is in progress. We actually are launching a brand new site, and right now we just have a temporary holding page up at the moment. But the new site will be launching in the next few weeks, and that is at www.empowered, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, messenger.com, empoweredmessenger.com. And when you get there, there's three really great gifts that are available to you. And if you are interested in something that I have going on right now, what I have going on right now is I'm actually joint venturing with a woman. Her name is Kiva Leatherman, and she has the Wise Woman Network. And she and I have co-created together a program that we are going to be delivering at the end of October. And you can find out about that at worthywealthyandwise.com, worthywealthyandwise.com. And that's a program for that brings in both spirituality and practicality together to help women feel worthy of wealth. So those are the two places where you can connect with me right now, empoweredmessenger.com and worthywealthyandwise.com. So thank you for that opportunity, Saskia, to share.
Yeah, absolutely. And Amethyst, could it be that I have listened to one of the recordings about Worthy, Wealthy, and Wise? Yeah.
Yeah, we did a complimentary call called Worthy of Wealth last week, and so the recording for that call is actually on the site worthywealthyandwise.com, so you can actually listen to our complimentary call and find out more information about the program that we're offering at the end of October. We're going to be starting that delivery of that service October 18th.
Well, I can just tell everybody it's phenomenal, and I listened to it the other day, and I was so inspired, so I'm so happy that call is still for free, still on that site. So
yeah, that will be up until October 18th. That complimentary call will be up until October 18th, and there may be, you know, maybe further. I don't know. We haven't sorted out that yet. That's part of what happens when you're serving your purpose for spirit, Saskia, is sometimes you don't know what's going to happen next. And that's why it's so important to stop the world, which we were talking about before the break. So I want to make sure that we get in all of these five
Absolutely.
T's. So, you know, what happens after you stop the world is when you stop the world, what that allows, when you create that space and time, what that allows is some surfacing of some stuff that might be going on. So if you are in that space of just doing, without being conscious and, you know, getting to that space where you're overwhelmed and exhausted and all of those things, and you feel like you've been, you know, just trying to keep up, stopping, even though it seems counter to, you know, it doesn't seem rational, like, oh, my God, I have to keep going in order to stay, to keep up, right? Really, it's the stopping that allows you to get that clarity and allows to come to the surface what's driving you, so that you can transmute it. So the second T is transmute. And transmutation is the act of really getting clarity. It's really the act of clearing out the wounds, the pains, the traumas, the dramas, the stories, all of that stuff that keeps you trapped in this cycle of being on the hamster wheel. So this T, this transmutational T, is really, really important, and it cannot happen unless you do, of course, the first T, which is terminate. Once you move through transmutation, and transmutation can take many, many forms. It can be guided and facilitated by people like myself, people like Saskia. It can be guided and facilitated. You can do some self-transmutation sometimes through journaling, through ceremonies and rituals, but that transmutation process generally requires some acts of consciously choosing to allow to come to the surface with support, and the support comes in the form of either a mentor or a guide or some kind of structure like ceremony and ritual to allow that to come to the surface so that it can be cleared and overwritten with light. You know, that whatever that trauma, drama that is driving you can be overwritten with light and love and peace and joy. And so once we move through the transmutation process, then we are in a space where we want to activate the third T, which is trust. The third T is really exciting because when we step into this space of trust, this is where we are opening to spirit. And all along this journey, spirit is actually present for us, but we aren't seeing or feeling or hearing spirit necessarily when we're back in the hamster wheel place until we stop. And unfortunately for many people, stopping happens because of some big trauma, whether they've got a car accident or a divorce or, you know, losing their house or their job or whatever. And it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why I'm here presenting this. That if you feel like you're in that space where you're just keeping up, you can consciously choose to stop rather than get hit by the cosmic 2x4. And when you stop and then you transmute whatever's been driving you, then you step into this space where you are able to open to spirit and receive from spirit. The guidance for where you're going next. And one of the pieces that is so important in this T for trust is trusting that the voice that you're hearing is in fact the voice of your heart. Mm-hmm. Trusting that even if it seems like a completely illogical thing to do, like pick up your family of seven and move across the big pond to the U.S., which is, you know, Saskia's story, even if it seems completely crazy, when you take and listen and begin to develop a relationship with spirit, a relationship based in trust, in trusting your guidance, in trusting your gut, in trusting your intuition, in trusting your vision, then what happens in that fertile ground is you just get more. You get more guidance. You get more vision. You get more capacity to go to the next T, which is tapping in. And I don't know where we are in time, so I want to make sure that
we are perfect.
So I don't want to jump into tapping in if we're going to go to a break. Are we good, or should I keep going?
We are going, and otherwise we have about 3-2 minutes for that. Would that work?
Yeah, so why don't I just hold off on the tapping in and talk a little bit more about the trust?
Yes.
Because I think that this is a big area, and it's something that you brought up initially, Saskia, when we started talking, is this trust piece. And this really is the core. It's the opening, right? And it's the ore, the gold, in the core of our journey. And when we cultivate trust, when we build the trust muscle, when we exercise the trust muscle, when we cultivate that relationship with Source, with our spirit, with the allies that are here to guide us on our journey, whether you want to call them angels or fairies or elementals or ascended masters or just God or spirit or Source or whatever you want to call that, when we cultivate that relationship and deepen that relationship and move in trust within that relationship, absolute magic happens in our lives. Absolute miracles will happen in our lives. And so this center of the five T's is a great place to focus a lot of energy and attention. And after you've gone through the five T's one or two times, you'll find that coming back again and again and again and again and again to the trust place, and where am I not trusting? Asking yourself that question, where am I not trusting that I could trust more? Where am I not trusting that I could build my trust muscle even higher? Am I not trusting in relationships with my children? Am I not trusting in relationships with money? Am I not? And it's all about relationships. Am I not trusting in my relationship with my business? Every single thing that we do in relationship in some way with the world. So our deepest trust in our relationship with our spirit is from out of that, all of our other relationships are formed.
Amethyst, I know we can keep going because it's such an interesting topic, but we will go to the break in a minute, and then we'll talk a little bit more about trust, and then about the next T. So you're listening to Your Soul Guidance, and we have our special guest, Amethyst Wildfire. If you want to know more about her, go to empoweredmessenger.com. Is that correct, Amethyst?
Yep.
Empoweredmessenger.com. If you want to tap into your dream, get going, activate your trust, go to yoursoulguidance.com and get your free 21-day roadmap to your dream. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are
living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our amazing guest here, Amethyst Wildfire, who is talking with us about letting go of keeping up the five sacred steps to stay sane and successful while serving your purpose for spirit. But I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in contact with Amethyst Wildfire. You go to www.empoweredmessenger.com. Well, Amethyst, I'm glad break is over so we can continue our conversation. And you are going to talk a little more about the fifth T.
Yeah, the other two T's. We had gone through three of them. So the first one was terminate. The second one was transmute. The third one was trust. And we went deeply into trust, which is actually the best place to go deep because it is the core of the work. And then the next space is tapping in. So once the next T is tapping in. So once you have established that basis of trust in the ground of your relationship with spirit, now you are invited to begin to tap in to discover hidden resources, hidden gifts, hidden talents, unknown at the conscious level. Blessings that you are actually here to deliver to the world. So I'll tell a little bit of a story on myself. Up until a decade ago, I was a real estate developer and I was a common interest community consultant. And I was actually at the top of my game. I was the national chairperson for my trade association. I was building 51 single family houses and 56 apartments in an office building. I had a 3-year-old at the time, a 4-year-old or something. He was little. And I was running the hamster wheel. I was really running the hamster wheel. And then it was time for me to terminate and stop the world. And I had a spiritual awakening, and that was how I got onto the path of metaphysics and opening up to and discovering a lot of latent gifts that I didn't even know I had. And so the tapping in is where you discover the artist, where you discover the author, where you discover the great piece of music that is dying to be born through you, where you discover the capacity to be a healer or a channel or whatever it is that is latent in you that wants to be born next. And so this T, tapping in, is a really rich place of discovery. It's a really rich place of awakening to and opening to and stepping into and claiming for yourself expansion, claiming for yourself adventure, claiming for yourself something new that will take you off of the beaten path and into the jungle where you're going to discover parts of yourself that you never knew you had. And I was talking earlier with Saskia when we were on the break that her son, who's 18, has just gone to Peru by himself. What a gift. What an amazing, amazing, amazing gift that this boy has stepped onto his own heroic journey. And when we get to this place, this tea, this tapping in place, this is where the allies show up. This is where we discover who our team is, who our mentors are, what our tribe is, the groups of people that are going to support us in really becoming the brilliant vessel for the delivery into the world of our gifts, our soul's gifts, the gift that is our spirit that wants to be born through us. This is where we really enter into serving our purpose for spirit. And so I love this place because it's such a rich place of discovery, and it's such an amazing, wondrous space where you just don't know what you're going to find out about yourself. You just don't know what magic is waiting to be born through you. So I really love this tea and want to remind you that, you know, all of the other teas lead up to this space. So the next tea, the final tea, is take action. So it doesn't serve to discover all of a sudden that you have a gift for healing with crystal singing bowls, let's say, if you don't do something about it once you've discovered that gift, once you do tap in. So I'll tell, again, a little story on myself here. At one point on my journey over the last decade, I had a healing art center and an art gallery, and I had gotten back on the hamster wheel with my gallery. And it became clear after a while that the hamster wheel wasn't working anymore because I wasn't generating all of the energy I was putting in. I was generating lots of energy putting in, but no energy was coming back out from my art gallery and healing art center. It was a one-way relationship. It didn't work really well. And it was my opportunity to receive a gift, a blessing from spirit around how to be in right relationship with money. So thank you for that gift. And out of that, I acquired a set of crystal singing bowls. So after I closed the art gallery, here I was sitting with my set of crystal singing bowls and wondering, okay, now what am I supposed to do? Right?
You got to trust, right?
Now what am I supposed to do? Now what am I supposed to do? And of course, absolutely. I had terminated. I stopped my art gallery. I sat down to transmute, which was, okay, what was the deal there? What was the lesson there? What was the gift? What was the blessing? And what it was I needed to clear my relationship with money, and how I was investing and spending and making choices, you know, the choices that I was making around money where I was putting out into the world and I wasn't receiving back. So there was a big piece of relationship there for me also around my, how I was valuing myself and my own gifts. And so I did a bunch of transmutation work around that. And then trusting. Okay, so what's next? So here I'm sitting with my crystal singing bowls. And I have these bowls, and I know that they're, you know, tools for healing, and I'm a healer. Well, the guidance was to make a CD. The guidance that came through was make a CD. I had never made a CD before. I didn't know anything about making CDs. I had taken, you know, music lessons when I was 8 or something, but they didn't really stick with me. And besides, they're crystal singing bowls. It's not like it's an instrument that is taught in the regular, music lesson school, right?
Yeah.
And so I just went for it. And that's the taking action that I want people to really hear. That I want to help you to understand that taking action is not about taking action just for action's sake. I'm going to encourage you to hear that taking action is taking action that's divinely inspired. So for me, I was divinely inspired to take action and make a CD. And I don't know where we are, so I want to make sure I'm checking
in on time. I love it. What I want to add is that if we do that, we are always, what I've seen in my life, I mean, to go with our family of seven, to go to the United States without money, without jobs, nothing we had. But there is this abundance in the universe that we, if we are aligned and tap into that, what's our purpose, even though, like you said, it doesn't make any sense, like it didn't make any sense to start, you know, with your singing bowls, there is support and there's a synchronicity and things start to fall in place. And you know, I'm always amazed like how the universe shows up and supports us in that. And yeah, you know, yeah, that's where your trust piece is so brilliant, where you know, if we do that, it kind of unfolds, right?
It does unfold.
Yeah,
and not only
oops,
I'm hearing
echoes. Okay, keep going.
Taking a nice deep breath. Oh, there we go. We got rid of the echoes, sort of. So, yeah, not only is it that we are gifted when we tap in to these magical experiences, but really what we discover if we're stuck and we aren't experiencing magical experiences, once we've gone through this process once or twice, we can pretty quickly course correct by using the 5 T's if we discover we're in a place of struggle or trying to force the river or efforting. And when we develop deeply that trust and we open up that space to tap in, when we do tap in, the tapping in not only shows us those resources, but it also gives us the guidance of what's the next step. What is the next step? Where am I going from here? So I chose to take action and create this singing bowl CD, which I, you know, it was such an amazing experience, and I completely channeled everything. I didn't figure out in advance what I was going to do. I just showed up.
Well, I love that. I'm a
in that space. Yeah.
I want to talk more about us showing up, you know, showing up for what your passionate purpose is after we come back for the break. We're going to go on that quick break now, and we will return and talk about that. But tell us again, what is the website? Where can people find you, hear more about you, get to know you?
You can find me at empoweredmessenger.com, and that we are in transition on that. So I'm trusting that whoever shows up there is not going to be judging my space, because it is in process and we are going to have a brand new site very shortly. And you can also reach me at worthywealthyandwise.com, which is a joint venture I am doing with a partner, Kiva Leatherman of the Wise Women Network. So either of those spaces are great for people to connect with me.
Oh, well, stay tuned, everyone, and we will be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Saskia, we have our special guest, Amethyst Wildfire, talking about letting go of keeping up and the five sacred steps to stay sane, successful, while serving your purpose for spirit. Welcome back, Amethyst. And
thank you.
Where did we leave off? You were holding a thought or a conversation?
Yep. We did. We left off around taking action, which what I was talking about there was, you know, really taking divinely inspired action, because, you know, how we started this journey is we were on this hamster wheel of just action, 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 action. So when we come to the end of the journey, we want to be taking action on our divine guidance. We want to be taking action on our inspiration. We want to be taking action, not for action's sake, but to activate and energize the new vision that has come through for us as we went through this process, to really energize and empower ourselves to move forward from a space of being deeply informed by our spirit, by soul, by divine guidance, by our higher aspects of self that are ready to express through us. So what I did was I went into the studio and completely channeled this CD, which became a crystal singing bowl sound healing journey called Divine Union. And then the funny thing that happened was several months later, I had this email come across my desk from the upstairs team. I call my guidance the upstairs team. This email popped into my box from the upstairs team. And it was from an organization called the Coalition of Visionary Resources, and it said, submit your new product for an award. And I just finished the CD and had the cover done and everything, and I had these CDs, and I was like, okay. The upstairs team said, fill out this form, submit it for an award. I was like, okay, I can do that. You know, I liked it. I thought it was a great CD. I didn't originally plan to create an award-winning CD, you know what I mean? It just showed up that I made the CD, I channeled the whole thing, and then I got this award thing, so I sent it in. I sent it in, and what happened next was my CD was chosen as a finalist. And it was right behind the tied for first place. There were two people that were tied for first place in this category. The two people that were tied for first place, one of them was the pioneer of sound healing, Jonathan Goldman, and the other was this famous, like, 25 years of sound healing composer from New York. So Jonathan and I can't remember the other guy's name, they were tied for first place. I was second. And my whole thing was just completely like, oh, okay, I'll go to the studio. Oh, okay, I'll make a CD. This is fun. This is fun. So when you're in that space of taking divinely inspired action, it's fun. You're having a good time. There's no expectations. You're not, it's not heavy. You are enjoying the creation process. You're enjoying the delivery process. Like right now, you and I are having a great time having a radio conversation, right?
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And when we come from that space of joyful delivery of our gifts, when we come from that space of excitement and passion, when we come from that space of absolute adoration for the message that we are here to share. So today, you can tell I really adore sharing this message.
I know.
Because it's part of my own story of letting go, of keeping up. When we come from that space, then when people are receiving, on the receiving end of this, they are receiving not only the message, but they're receiving the heart-opening energy of joyous service that I'm here to deliver.
I totally love it, and I think, you know, it's I can almost energetically feel it, like the opening up to just receiving that and then translate it. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then without the judgment if it's good or not, right?
Right. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. It doesn't matter if we have a few little echoes. Hey, you know, echoes are just what they are. They're echoes. Echoes. Maybe that sound was supposed to come through twice, and we can just let go of any expectations that we might have placed on ourselves that are unfair expectations of perfection. And this is something that Kiva Lederman and I talk a lot about in our Worthy, Wealthy, and Wise program that we are in the process of getting ready to deliver. We talk a lot about that fear of in women, especially around you know, having it has to be perfect.
And why is that, Amethyst?
Well, you know, that fear lives within us at the energetic level, that if we don't show up perfectly, then there's something wrong with us. We're not good enough. There's something, you know, wrong with whatever it is that we're delivering. And it's just a distortion at the energetic level. Really, Saskia, all it is it's a distortion in our energy field. We can go into the stories of why, but I prefer to keep it at the energetic as much as possible. And let's just say that it's some kind of a fear, and let us invite the transmutation of that fear into love. And when we love our gifts, and when we love our divine spirit, and when we love ourselves enough, we will allow for whatever happens to be perfectly exactly what it needs to be. And it's not about us having to be perfect, because we already are perfect.
Yeah.
We are perfect love, and the invitation is for us to just embody that perfection.
And Amethyst, well, we're almost running out of time, but I was just going to say, I mean, we have a gift, and people might think, yeah, that's all good and great, but how do I combine that with bringing in money and wealth?
Yeah, well, when you deliver your divine wealth into the world with clarity, when you tap into that divine wealth and you package it with purpose, when you believe in yourself and you trust in the absolute abundance of the planet to serve you into your greatest expression of who you are, then the material wealth just ends up naturally arriving for you. Because you are coming from a place of confidence. You are coming from a place of grace. You're coming from a place of groundedness where you are naturally going to attract and magnetize to yourself all that's necessary to manifest whatever your dream is.
Amethyst, I so love this, but unfortunately, you know, the clock is ticking. So please give us your website, and then people know how to find you.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Saskia, for giving me the space to share today. I so appreciate you and your willingness to share this virtual stage here on Transformation Talk Radio. Available at www.empoweredmessenger.com, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, messenger.com, or at worthywealthyandwise.com. So both of those spaces are spaces where you can check out what I've got going on here. And Saskia, I so appreciate you and adore you for what you're doing in the world. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And for everybody who's listening and thinking, you know, I have this big dream or I want to make a lot of money or change my career or, you know, find my soulmate or birth that baby, whatever it is, that dream you're holding in your heart, what Amethyst has so brilliantly explained to us, it's out there. Go after it and don't ignore your soul's calling, because what it is, what you're dreaming about, that's absolutely your purpose to express. What I've created to help you, you can find on www.yoursoulguidance.com. It's the free 20-day roadmap to your dream. And I want to thank really my guest, Amethyst Wildfire, today for sharing such amazing information. I'm sure everybody has enjoyed it so much. Thank you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had such a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 Pacific. Next week on October 13th, I have Lola Jones. So have a great week, and I will see you back next time. This was Saskia from YourSoulGuidance.com.
Been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.